When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the new year, so everybody always starts new year resolutions. I didn't really make a resolution, but I decided to sign myself up with a personal trainer who's also a very positive person. Mm-hmm. And I went yesterday to class early in the morning to meet her. And she said something to me about, have you ever thought about doing a journal of the things you're grateful for? And I said, well, I already do that. I do that every day. And she goes, you know what? I knew you did it. And I said, how did you know? And she says, I could just tell by the way you smile and the way you act that you do something like that, that you appreciate what you have or the little things that you notice. And I thought, I never realized other people would be able to see any differences. And I've known this woman for several years. To see any differences in me from when I started to when I am now.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we will be talking with a really special person that has been on a 60-plus streak of journaling in Justin's gratitude app. And I'm really excited to see what she has to share with us about gratitude in general and also about this habit of journaling. So without further ado, with us today, we have Amy. Hi, Amy. Can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you.
All right. Perfect. So welcome to the Gratitude Podcast. Let us know a little bit more about you, about where you live, what you're doing, what's your line of work?
Well, I live in South Florida. We actually live on a working farm that we do for fun. So we have horses, we have goats, we have chickens, dogs, and cats.
So
and then for work by trade, I'm a licensed veterinary technician, but in the past year have decided to make a change. And my family and I purchased a ice cream shop, and so I run and manage an ice cream shop.
Wow. So you're bringing lots of joy to many people, right?
Yes.
Amazing. And what I also wanted to ask you, when did you start and how did you start journaling about gratitude?
Journaling? I started probably about a year and a half ago. I was working for a large medical facility, and a lot of the people there, I looked around me, were very unhappy. It wasn't a very positive working environment. The upper management wasn't very uplifting to people or motivating for people. And so one day I decided, I used to keep journals, paper journals, on and off throughout my life. And I thought, I want to do one that I have with me all the time. I can use my phone. It would be really simple to use, and try to look for the good in at least a couple of things that happen every day. And I went ahead and started looking at the different options I had for my phone, and I found the gratitude app and downloaded it. And then when I started doing it, I started going to other friends at work, and I'm like, you need to look at this, because I've seen it made me feel better day to day, being able to look at things differently and taking the time at the end of the day to see how my day went or reflect. And it doesn't make my day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all just seem the same every day. Get up, go to work, come home. It made me look at all the little positive things that happened throughout the day. And so I started showing it to my coworkers, and I got a couple of them to download it. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I love how your experience shifted, at least from where I stand. You actually managed to create a new environment that fitted the positive things that you saw in your life. Like, instead of being in that environment, you managed to create a new environment in which you have much more joy and much more happiness, isn't it?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And for instance, keeping such a habit can be really tricky for many of us. How did you manage to keep journaling even in this period, even with the holidays? Was it hard for you, or was it just part of your everyday things that you
it's
do?
It's part of my everyday routine. So every night before I go to bed, usually about an hour before, no matter what I'm doing or how late with the holidays and being at people's houses and doing lots of things, no matter what, I make sure 60 minutes to 30 minutes before I go to bed, I take that time to just reflect on my day and what happened. I just always make sure I put it down there, so I at least have that time to reflect and realize that maybe my day was hectic and I didn't take the time to pay attention to everything that happened. But in that hour before I go to bed, I sit back and I think about my day over again and am able to pinpoint little things that I realize made it a better day, or something good that may have been going bad actually turned out to be a good thing after I look at it throughout the rest of the day. So I always take that time, and I will say sometimes maybe I get a little anxiety because I'm thinking I'm so tired, but I know I have to get this done, that I just always make sure that I take that time, because I don't want to miss anything, I guess.
This is really, really powerful, and I think it's a really good tip for our listeners to just take that 20, maybe even less minutes before going to bed to take the time to think about those things that went great, because I'm sure that as it is with most of us, I think, we have positive things going on and we have negative things going on. And just the fact that you take this time each day to reflect, to appreciate those things that went right, actually shifts the perspective, and it makes you more aware of the positive ones, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. Because there have been times that I, when I'm in it, and I think, oh my goodness, this is really bad, or how am I gonna make this work, or somebody canceled something on me and I was counting on it. But in the end, by the end of the day, and I look back at that moment one more time, I realize it really wasn't the worst thing that happened from the day. It was something that actually was meant to happen to make something better come along. And I just always have to try to remember to look for that better thing that happened from that thing that I thought wasn't so good.
This is very, very interesting and very important to think about, because we tend to get carried away, don't we? Like when these kind of things happen, we lose perspective and we forget about the fact that there are so many things that are great and that are going on as we please, as we would like them to go. And yeah, I think this is a very important thing to take our time to look at and to actually write down. And I'm also very curious on how you actually managed to take this habit and integrate it in your life so powerfully. Like, did you decide at one point that you're going to do this no matter what, or you just felt good doing it and it made sense to continue?
I think because in the beginning it was very easy to find things to be happy about. You know, I had a job, so there's people who don't have jobs, so I'm happy about that. Or I have a roof over my head, so yes, I'm happy about that. But the more I started to do it, it made me look at the tinier things in life that I think maybe we take for granted. And so once I started realizing it's not just always all about me to be thankful for, that there's a lot of other things around me that make me who I am and give me that positive things, I need to be thankful for those things as well. And so it just snowballed into starting to do it for me, but then it just became more of a motivation for me, making life just a happier place to be in just from starting it small.
That's so true. And I love your perspective on this, the making life a more pleasant experience. And that's actually the power of gratitude, that no matter what's going on, it helps you make the best of it and appreciate those things that are working great in life. And how would you say, when you think about how your life was before starting this habit and how it is now, do you see some differences, like different ways of experiencing life each day?
Oh, most definitely. And just yesterday, I started, it's the new year, so everybody always starts new year resolutions. I didn't really make a resolution, but I decided to sign myself up with a personal trainer who's also a very positive person. Mm-hmm. And I went yesterday to class early in the morning to meet her. And she said something to me about, have you ever thought about doing a journal of the things you're grateful for? And I said, well, I already do that. I do that every day. And she goes, you know what? I knew you did it. And I said, how did you know? And she says, I could just tell by the way you smile and the way you act that you do something like that, that you appreciate what you have or the little things that you notice. And I thought, I never realized other people would be able to see any differences. And I've known this woman for several years. To see any differences in me from when I started to when I am now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And so obviously people who don't see me on a regular basis but know me can obviously see a difference from the power of having gratitude.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Even if it's even more amazing to receive this feedback from the outside and to realize that it's actually something that people can see. And I think what you just said, like the story is amazing and it's very inspirational. And I'm sure that many of our listeners will take notice of that and will think about it. And I think that the positive impact of this can be really beautiful, not just on how we experience life, but on how others interact with us. And the fact that they will feel that you are a different person when they interact with you. That's really, really beautiful. But I also wanted to ask you about some of the things that you write about. Maybe some of our listeners would want to start this habit, but they have no idea what they can actually write in their gratitude journal. What are some things that you are grateful for and that you're writing in your gratitude journal?
Sometimes it's just very basic. And it's things that I think we take for granted. Like, I have shoes on my feet today. I know there's people who may have a struggle just to buy a pair of shoes or to find a pair of shoes. And I live in the United States. Many people don't think there's people like that who have issues. Being able to have just the basic necessities, but I'm lucky and I do have shoes on my feet and I am able to come home at night and take a hot shower in clean water and have hot water where there could be people who don't even have access to having clean water. And so it's not just looking at what happened to me today, but it's just everyday things. It's raining outside, but I have a roof over my head to stay dry today. Or it's raining outside, but that is taking care of our garden that we're growing. So the vegetables are getting their water so we can have our vegetables. It's just the little tiny things that I think we don't usually think about every day because everybody's in such a hurry to get to the next thing or get their children to the next sports activity or make sure they have all these other things done, just to think about the tiny little things that happen every day that nobody really pays attention to. And those are the things I think about the most, I think.
Yeah, I love this. And I also resonate a lot with this, the fact that it's best to integrate gratitude in life as much as possible, to appreciate, like you said, the rain, to appreciate the sun rays, to appreciate those simple things that we get to enjoy every day. I actually remember the first time I got myself some new boots, and they were much more expensive than other boots that I used to have, but I wanted to have something of high quality, and I was saying thank you with each step, and it was such an interesting experience to appreciate them as much as I did. The fact that I got to have this experience and to feel warm in the winter and not be afraid that, I don't know, they might not be good enough for the weather. And yeah, like you said, there are simple things like these that can really make us really grateful. And even though they are not really big and they are not like huge events or surprises or anything, they can still make us really, really happy. But I also wanted to...
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I also wanted to get to another part of gratitude. Usually people, when they think about gratitude, they think about other people. And if you would like, I would really appreciate it if you would share with us some people that you're grateful for, maybe people that have had a positive impact one way or another, that have helped you one way or another, and if you could tell us why you're grateful for them.
Sure. Well, I do live in Florida, and I ended up having to move here because my parents are older and they needed help. They're eight with their age and their health, and so we decided that it was time we needed to be closer. So I quit my job and I moved 1,000 miles away and we relocated to Florida. We did it in about 2 weeks time.
Wow.
And coming to a new state, you don't really have a lot of friends or support mechanisms or anything in place. And so it's taken a while, but I've met people who have become friends, and I had met them as coworkers through work, but now we were at their house Monday and the one person said to me that her son wanted to know if he could call me his aunt because now they consider us their family.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, that is just so sweet that I'm so lucky to have these people in my life. Whenever I've needed them, they've been there for me. They've been my support system. If I ever needed help with anything, they're always there. And I was like, I went from having nobody in a place I knew nothing to now having all these people, and it's their entire family. So I have 6 new people that I know will be there for me anytime I ever need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so grateful that I think people come into our lives and sometimes we get so attached to them and then something happens and they leave us and we no longer have those friends in our lives. And I'm always like very sad that relationship ended. But then I realized that relationship ended just to leave more people to come in to help me for what I need at that time. And these people, are the people that did it. It is 4 sisters, and anytime I need anything, I can call any one of them, and I know that they would be there for me.
That's amazing.
And I find that to be truly amazing, how friends can then take you in and become your family.
That's so true. That's so true. And when you were talking, I felt a sense of richness, of abundance. You know, people usually think about money when they think about abundance, about being rich. But when you spoke about these people that you found in your life, it felt to me like it was very similar to being rich, to being abundant. And it's only interesting because, like I said, we usually think about money when we think about this, but I really had this kind of sense when you talked about them.
It's very true, because I've learned, and it's taken me a while to understand too, because I do think of abundance more as money. But I'm learning in life is more about experiences and the experiences with who you experience those experiences with.
Exactly.
And they make life such a great place to be. It's not about how much you can accumulate, but what you could do or what you could see or where you can go and the people you take along with you to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. This is indeed a very important distinction, and I've reached that conclusion myself as well. And the people that we have in our life, the experiences that we enjoy, and also how much we appreciate them and how much time we give to actually realizing the blessings that we have in our life, because there can be many blessings that we have, but if we don't pay attention to them, it's like they're not there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, so that's why I believe that this habit is amazing, and I'm really grateful that you've shared with us how you managed to keep this habit up and to continue journaling for so many days. I don't know if I've mentioned this in the beginning, but you have like more than 60 days by now, right?
Mm-hmm. My most, I think, has been like 114.
Wow.
And then every once in a while, somewhere it slips behind the cracks somewhere, or I thought I did it, but I didn't do it. But right now, yep, I think it's over 60 days currently.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So thank you very, very much for your time. I know that you're a busy person, and I'm really grateful that you managed to squeeze in this interview, and that we got to do this. And I'm hoping that many of our listeners will be inspired by your example and by your beautiful motivation to keep this habit going and to look for gratitude and to share the gratitude. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and the pleasure was all mine. I was just grateful that you guys wanted to talk to me. So
my pleasure, our pleasure, actually. And we're really happy that you managed to make this time and that you accepted our invitation. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.